This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Martha Passaro. She is part of the EEL program. She's a naturalist at Sam's House at Pine Island Conservation Area. And Tom McFarland, he is representing St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And you're on the board of...
The Pine Island Preservation Society, which is a friends group for the Sam's House and the Pine Island Conservation Area.
So we are here today to tell you about Pioneer Day.
Pioneer Day is February 8th, which is a Saturday, and it will run from 10 to 4. We're collaborating again with St. Luke's Church so that we represent Courtney, which was the pioneer settlement in the North Merritt Island area. The historic properties are really significant to lifestyles prior to roadways and bridges connecting Merritt Island with the mainland. At the Sam's House, we'll be having vendors. We'll also have the Confederate Sons Association. They'll be doing an encampment and demonstrating black powder rifles, the camping equipment that was used by the Civil War soldiers. The women will be demonstrating rag dolls and knitting and other pioneer crafts and arts that were very important to the lifestyle at that time. In the cabin and house, for the first time, going to be exhibiting some clothing that was handed down from the Sam's family.
And then at the church...
It's going to be fun. We're focusing on modern pioneers this year. And so our first presenter will be R.L. Lewis, who is highwayman artist from this area. He grew up in Cocoa and graduated from Monroe High School when schools were still segregated. One of the great artists in our area. He will be demonstrating his work at 10:30 in the morning. We will have continuing through the day self-guided tours of our historic cemetery. Molly Thomas will be there, who's done a considerable amount of work on the history of our cemetery to confirm who's buried there. We're also going to have Rosemary McGill, who is a historian. She was a freedom rider, and she was at the I Had a Dream speech with Martin Luther King, graduated from Monroe High School. One time, the area of North Merritt Island was about 50% African-American and 50% white. And so she will talk about that period of time in our local history. The big event for us as far as food is a fish fry. It's a traditional Florida fish fry with locally caught fish, St. Luke's famous hush puppies. There will be three seatings for that, 4, 5, and 6. And then at 7, we have music by Frank Lindemood, who lives in Sopchoppy, and Michael Coppy. Both of them have recorded folk music, and both have written their own music.
Then at Sam's House, we also have music and food going on throughout the day. And we're featuring Chris Call, and we're also bringing in the Celery City Band. Food will be available for purchase from the Slow and Low Barbecue. We have kids' games going throughout the day, pioneer games, as well as some Native American games. There's a suggested donation per car, just for $1, to come into Sam's House.
There are some charges at the St. Luke's. The music program in the evening starts at 7 o'clock, and there's a $10 ticket price for that. The fish fry is $9. It's suggested that you get your tickets in advance. We sold out of fish fry tickets very early last year, so number to call is 452-5260.
And a complete list of events and times and locations can be found on our Facebook, Pioneer Day Merritt Island, as well as our website, www.mipioneerday.com.
Thank you both so much for coming in. We hope everyone will come out to Pioneer Day, Saturday, February 8th. Save the date, mark your calendar, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for your time.